Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Friday Thursday, so you know what that means. We are coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School, and we are loaded for bear today. And no, I didn't say bears, although it is officially bear season, as us Chicagoans like to say. But we are set and ready to roll. Lot of things to get into today on the show as we get rocking on Sports Talk Radio Cigars with the Cave Show, like I said, live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Topics today, NBA and their new, or I should say possibly new, vaccination plan policy. The Mets GM is a walking or driving idiot. An NFL team is 100% vaxxed. And the NFL non-vax cuts are some of the things we're going to get into. Scheduled to come on today at 1:15, former Super Bowl champ, played for the Cardinals, the Bears, the Giants, Seahawks, the one and only Russell Davis. Big Russ is scheduled to join us at 1:15. Like I told you, the closer we get to football season kicking off, the more NFL veterans, current or retired players I'll have on the show. Looking forward to that. It's always, especially when you get a Super Bowl champ on. A Super Bowl champ that won a Super Bowl that also played in Chicago and Phoenix. There's not too many of those. Not too many of those. But without any further ado, let's kick this show off. Again, this is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR, and we are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. When you come down here, let them know that PLR sent you. That's 10% off of your cigar purchase. You, too, can become a club member. Get your access to the members' lounge, locker that backs up to the humidor. Never worry about anything going wrong with your sticks when they're in there. Refrigerator, microwave, everything you need to feel like home when you're a member. They do serve beer and wine, so you can get your adult beverage on while you're enjoying your stay. If you're not a member, still no issue. Tons of TVs to watch in this place today. The U.S. Open is on. They do have the NFL League Pass, so you can watch all the NFL ticket, all your favorite NFL teams play here. Perfect spot. Now, if you can't get down there, there's no worries. Just go to Stogie World, stogieworld.com. You order early enough in the day, your shipment will ship out the same day. All that happens right here at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Also hanging with me today is my man, the one, the only, the Cuban Cowboy, Tony Capobianco, as we have a lot of stuff we're going to pounce on today here on The Cave Show with PLR. Call-in number is 917-889-7828. We'll try to squeeze some callers in if we can, because like I said, the docket is full today. My man, the one, the only, Tony Capobianco. Tony Capo is hanging with us today on The Cave Show. Tony C., what's up, my friend?
It's actually my first time here, and I'm actually starting to get into cigars now.
Cigars is a way of life, bro. It is a way of life. It is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I'm usually not too much of a smoker, but anything to watch TV and to, you know, wonderful leather. Yeah, I'll try it.
hey, Tony, before we get going too far, and just so everyone knows, today's cigar is the Gran Reserva 2012. It's a number 5. Very smooth. So come down here definitely and check that out. But before we get going, Zach Scott, and I don't mean the internet Zach Scott that has a bunch of kids running around listening to him, driving up his YouTube feeds, making $1 million on our kids, watching him play a video game. Not that Zach Scott. The acting GM for the Mets, Zach Scott, was caught asleep at a red light, found to be intoxicated. I don't know why they have to say it like that, because I've never slept at a red light. So generally those that are sleeping at a red light are intoxicated. He has been suspended until further notice. How dumb does this guy have to be, Tony?
I don't know if I'm telling on myself, but usually if I ever, like, drink enough and still drive, the last thing I am is sleepy.
Well, here's my thing.
The fear alone would energize me.
I would think, honestly, that in that position, and we say this a lot, you probably could afford the Uber, even if it's surging.
I wonder if it's like less the how expensive Ubers are and more, I have to get my car back at some point. Yeah, it's a straight line. I don't think I'll pass out at a red light. I might not even get a red light. Yeah, I'll take the chance.
I'm just explaining the mind
of a drunkard.
Here's what I don't get. And I've never gotten this, especially nowadays where you have Uber, you have Lyft, you have all these ride shares. How hard is it? I mean, I would think if you're the GM of the Mets, even if the Uber is surging, it's $100, you could swing that because this guy's going to lose his job. So was it worth it? I know in the state of Arizona, if your pop while, you know, drunk driving, you're looking after all your fees and your fines and your breathalyzer and your car and everything else. You're looking at about 10 grand. Now, I wasn't a math major at ASU, but I do know $100 Uber is less than a $10,000 drunk driving.
I can imagine, like, if you were a GM in Arizona and you get popped and you got to go to Tent City, you get your one phone call just like you, like, swing the trade deal?
Well, we did have a GM get popped for drunk driving. His name is Kimes. The GM for the Cardinals got popped drunk driving. And he even dropped the "Do you know who I am?" line when he was popped, and he did not get fired. And I wish he would have cut deals from behind bars, because maybe we could have got an offensive lineman that knows how to block.
Your one conjugal visit. Yeah, we need a wide receiver to go alongside Fitzgerald. Who should we get?
Yeah, I just think it's the stupidest. Honestly, I just think it's the stupidest thing, because to me, the least thing that could have happened to this guy, Zach Scott, is what happened to him. That's the least of his worries, is that he got popped sleeping at a red light. What happens if this idiot's foot slips off the brake while he's sleeping at the red light and he runs into a car and he kills himself or another driver or a passenger in the car or a kid? So I really have no sympathy for those that get caught drunk driving. I don't care what the price that they have to pay is. I really don't, because it's so avoidable nowadays.
So is the next person then the interim GM? Is there a chain of interims? Because this is the interim GM of the last guy who got caught being a jackass. Now I got to – but, yeah, I replaced the DUI guy who replaced the creepy guy.
So like what's next
worst,
for the Mets?
This is the worst game of movie succession ever.
What's next for the Mets? You replace the creepy pervert with the drive drunk guy. Who's next? Who's their next GM going to be?
I don't know, but you're gonna wait till like his first big move before you find out something weird about him. Maybe the Mets get Carlos Correa, and then you find out he does something crazy. Now you got to get the interim GM.
Here's what's funny. I'd almost take cheating guy over drunk driving creepy guy. That seemed like a better fit. I just don't get it. I honestly don't get it. So if this guy was interim junior, is the next guy interim the third?
We have like a Game of Thrones style like hierarchy. I feel like at this point, if you are any rank of any title of any kind with the Mets, the fact that you're a Met is now a red flag.
Here's a little secret for you, Tony. Never seen one episode of Game of Thrones all the way through. Saw 10 minutes of one episode.
I don't blame you. I've seen one episode, and it was like probably, I think it was the one where like Aquaman dumps an entire like pot of melted gold on someone's head. I've seen enough.
Yeah, I literally didn't watch it. I think there's certain shows out there that I just never watched. I've watched 30 minutes of The Sopranos. I haven't watched one episode of The Wire. So I'm like that guy where everyone looks at you like, are you serious? I haven't seen one episode.
Red Wedding? That's a typical Marlins off season.
So, anyway.
With Sopranos, you just go on YouTube and you see all the scenes of people getting whacked, and you've caught up.
Yeah, I haven't. I heard it was a great show. Same with The Wire. I heard it was a great show. I never watched it. And I honestly get I've been offered the DVDs. I mean, I know it's on like Netflix or Hulu or whatever. I could binge watch it. But for whatever reason, now that it's not on anymore, I don't have a desire to go back and watch now that it's off air. Like, I remember when I first started watching Entourage, like, a friend of mine was here, and they were like, you got to watch the show. So I checked it out. I'm like, oh, it's pretty entertaining. I think I'm going to watch it. So I watched next week and the next week. And then I went back and binged up to that point because I liked it. But it was still a happening show. It wasn't like, hey, have you ever seen Entourage? No. Well, go back and watch it now. And the show's been off the air for, what, 8-9 years now?
A decade now, yeah.
Yeah.
Not every show can be like Friends. Comedy Central now has Friends, and everyone's losing their minds over that.
Okay.
This is just a promo
episodes.
On Comedy Central. We got Friends. We
two
got
episodes.
Joey.
That's it. I've only seen two episodes. One episode on a plane when I really didn't have a choice because it was either watch Friends or stare at the guy and the lady that was next to me. And then I watched the one pilot episode that was on. I was up one night, and it was like the first episode of Friends. So I watched the pilot. And not even the pilot moved me. And I'm a huge Jennifer Aniston fan. Didn't move me to watch any more than that pilot episode. So I technically have seen two episodes of Friends.
You've seen two episodes, and you see the season.
I'll take your word
for it. I would recommend Community. I think you would like Community.
Never heard of it. Never even heard of it.
I think it's got Childish Gambino, Joel McHale, Chevy Chase. It's they're in a community college. It's surprisingly funny.
All right. Well, if it's still on air, I may check it out. Hanging with me today, the one and only Tony Capobianco. We should have scheduled to have the great Russell Davis on with us in a couple minutes. Take a quick break here. Come right back. Get into football, get into the NFL, get into, before the show ends, the vaccination proposal by the NBA. We'll do all that right here live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, Friday Eve. It's Cigars with the Cave Show here on the Cave Show. This is PLR. We're back after this.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining us live from Maduro's Five Cigar and Tobacco today on Cigars with the Cave Show here with PLR. Make sure that if you can't catch us live, which you should do every day, set your clocks for 1 o'clock, make sure you're checking us out on either Spotify or iHeartRadio. Just make sure you're following the Cave Show brought to you by the Sports Cave. Set your app so that way it will alert you when a new show is added. Definitely check us out. You also can always go to sportscave.com, Cave is with a K, hit our listen live button. Anytime outside of the time we're on, all of our shows will pop up. That way you can pick one to re-listen to. Or if you miss one, go ahead and listen to it again. Like I said, all that happens at the sportscave.com or Cave is with a K. I'm tongue-tied on a Thursday, and I'm treating it like it's a Monday. I should be ready to go, game face ready, especially with the NFL coming up soon. And like I told you, with the NFL coming up soon, I'm not going to be this tanned expert, even though I am an expert. I'm going to go and get those that played the game at the highest level. We can't get any higher than the gentleman that won the Super Bowl. So without any further ado, my man, the one, the only, the big man, Russell Davis, is here on the Cave Show. Russ, what's happening?
Not a whole lot, man. Thank you for having me. I feel like I'm becoming like a regular on this thing.
Well, you know what? When you're an expert like you, man, I got to go to the brain. You know, I got to get you in while I can, because once Deuce blows up, you'll call and say, yo, did you need me on? I'm like, I don't know. I got juice coming on, so I don't know.
Come on. We go back too far. We have to go cigars together for that to happen.
And you know this is true. Hopefully everything is good with you, my friend, and smoking a stick right now as I speak to you.
I know, man. You didn't tell me you were going to be at Maduro's. I could have ran. I'm literally 10 minutes down the street.
Well,
we could have done
Thursday.
This thing right there.
Every Thursday, Cigars with the Cave Show. Yeah,
well, I need
Thursday,
you to put me down here for next Thursday.
Hey, and that's kickoff Thursday, too.
Yes, it is.
So I've got to ask you, and I've always wanted to ask you this, and for some reason I never have. When it gets this time of the year and it's time to get going, do you still have the body clock that says to you, it's football time and I'm not and it's go time? Do you still have that body clock that tells you that?
No way, man. I'm not out there banging and getting knocked around like that anymore. My clock consists of my son. That's my football clock now. It's like, in my mind, I'm getting ready for Friday night football. Like, ooh, we're getting ready for Friday. So that's my clock. And then it leads up to college and then the NFL. You know, it used to be, oh, football, you know, NFL, it's time to get out here and crack some heads. I got to pay, you know, pay these bills. And now it's like, I'm on the other end of this. I'm a real fan. Like, okay, so high school, now we get some college. Now we're going to get into the pros.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me ask you this. How long were you retired before you, or did you ever miss it when you retired? Or when you retired, were you just done?
You know what? I miss it every day, but not in like a regretful way. I just miss more of the camaraderie and the guys. You know, that's why I really love when we all get together and we have the cigars, because I enjoy that kind of time with my teammates, my brothers. You know, that's the part of football that I miss, being around. And obviously the paychecks too, but, I just, like I said, I don't miss the day-to-day monotony and grind of practice, but I do miss the camaraderie.
I saw on Good Morning America, I saw Eli come out of a box and surprise Michael Strahan with letting him know the Giants were going to retire his number. You played with Mike. How good was he?
Oh, wow. That is, I mean, he set the record. I mean, he broke the NFL record. So, I mean, that's just not something that's easy to do. But even with that huge accolade and the Super Bowl, one thing I remember most about Strahan was his work ethic. Even as a Hall of Fame, perennial, all-star, you know, he always was at practice trying to get better, trying to do the little things to make him, to keep himself great. So that's kind of the memory I have of him. And, you know, obviously the gap tooth has become his, like, you know, his super mark, his Superman symbol. But his hard work is something that will always stick with me and how he approached the game.
On here on the Cave Show with PLR Live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, the one, the only Russell Davis Super Bowl champion, Russell Davis. Russ, I'm looking at the landscape of the NFL, and it has changed so much, especially in the position of the quarterback. I just, for giggles, went back, and I looked at, like, Roger Staubach and Terry Bradshaw and Stabler, just some of their numbers. They were all around 55 to 59% on completed passes, and they would go, they would throw deep. They would try to air it out. And now I'm looking at quarterbacks, and if you're not over 66, 67%, you're a bad quarterback. They don't want you throwing 55, 50%. Why do you think that change happened so much with the game? Like, we're not going to be that team that I'll use my man in Tampa Bay. He's one of the few coaches that believes in us air it out every now and then. What do you think in your mind made the game change so much to the dink and dunk and not so much let's go for the home run ball?
Because that deep ball is a tough ball to connect with. I mean, you think it's just pitch and catch, you're just throwing the ball. But I think, and obviously I've never caught a single pass in a game when it mattered, but just being around these guys and watching warm up and practice, you know, catching that deep ball is less than 50-50. It's almost like hitting a baseball. It's very difficult. So, you know, I'm going to try and keep you on your heels so that you have to cover that. But it's so much easier to get 10-yard routes, 8-yard routes, and let these athletes catch the ball and then do what they can after they catch the ball. It's a much higher percentage throwing the ball 8 to 10 yards and getting successful shots, and then let this great athlete, a Julio Jones, run for another 15 yards. So I think that, and it's just like everything else, and we talk about it, me and you, you know, with basketball, with football, the game has evolved so much and it's ever-changing that these athletes are getting better and better and better, so you can do more with less. And I think that's kind of what the ideal is in the passing game.
So I'm watching all these young QBs, and I have this thing on QBs before I even get into the youth. I think QBs should have their own salary cap. And here's why. I think it's unfair to the rest of the players, especially the defense, that you have to figure out a way to win with the young quarterback in their first 5 years before they really want to get paid what they're worth, because then they eat up so much of the salary cap. I think the cap should be what it is for the regular players, and then there should be a salary cap for quarterbacks. And then if you want to pay them more than that, then you, in essence, borrow or take it from the other pool of money. I just think it's unfair that a quarterback, you're going to say, okay, I'll give him $35 million, but then I'm going to go to my defensive end or to my linebacker and say, I need you to be a team player and take a pay cut so we can pay him. I think being a team player, taking a pay cut, is the craziest thing in the world, because you never get that money back. And if you don't take the cut, they drop it like you're being selfish, but they leave out the part that they'll cut you and you'll get nothing if you don't, you know, basically give in to them. So I think there should be two caps. Am I crazy for thinking that?
No, but you're a little – you're living in a fairy tale world. You're not crazy, but I'll give you a fairy tale world. You know, okay. It's always – the game is always going to be about the quarterback. You know, at the end of the day, and this is coming from a defensive player, you have to pay those guys. Like, could be arguably, and this is tough for me to say, the most important person on the team. Because, I mean, you get a bad quarterback, and I don't care what you put around him, it's never going to amount to anything. You know, but if you get a great one, you don't need as much talent because you have such a great quarterback. He can do things that make an average receiver look great. So at the end of the day, I mean, you got to pay these guys. And, you know, and that's the burden of having these teams. Like, you have to find a way to balance it and to do it. I mean, Belichick did it for years. So it's not impossible. You just have to be willing to work with the front office. You have to be willing to wheel and deal and just make things happen. But to your point of, you know, you're going to come to me and ask me to take a pay cut. I deserve to make $10 million a year, but you want me to take $7 million. Yeah, that's not being a team player. You know, that's right, what you're going to get hit with. That's the label.
And that's why I say that quarterbacks should have their own cap, not paid less, but say we have a $50 million pool for quarterbacks. And so they had $50 million to pay their quarterbacks. But I'm not going to take that money away from the other players. I just think theirs should be separate. I think they should get paid. I think it's crazy that you cut or you try to lowball a veteran quarterback because you got to pay everybody else. No, let them get their money over here. Just don't count their money against the cap for everybody else so they don't have to take pay cuts.
So you're making them exempt? I mean, I think
basically,
that's part of owning a team, the good, and you take the good with the bad. You know, you know, we start making exceptions for quarterbacks, then, well, what about running backs? What about wide receivers? You know, because some of these wide receivers are asking and getting crazy amounts of money. So I think that's what makes football great is that that's part of your burden as an owner, as a team. You have to find a way to keep these superstars, and if you can't afford them, it's a free market. It's an open market. So they can, and that's what those guys fought for, was so that a team didn't own your rights to where you couldn't go anywhere. So now that we have this free agency, that's part of owning a team. If you can't pay me the $35 million that I require and that it shows that I deserve, guess what? There's 52 or 51 other teams out there. So, you know, that's the good and the bad of the game. That's the business.
Do you think there should be a salary cap?
Ooh. See, now you're asking me the business side of it, man. You know, I just shut up and dribble, man.
I hear you.
You know what? I don't know, man. Honestly, I can't speak intelligently enough about that to say that you shouldn't have a cap and it should be a free market and you can get as much. Ooh, wow, that would be a lovely world one day, but I don't know.
Online, Russell Davis, Super Bowl champ, coming to you live from the Girls Fine Cigar and Tobacco Cigars with the Cave Show. Rookie quarterbacks, you play defense. I'm looking at the Chicago Bears. You got a quarterback that's a rookie that hasn't played. I'll use them. I'm going to get to all the rest, but I'll go with them first. He hasn't played, so he doesn't have the experience as Andy Dalton. And I'll be honest with you. I thought Andy Dalton should start the first few games, so there's – because preseason now isn't even like preseason when you were in the NFL. Half the teams don't suit up anybody. So they're playing against guys that really aren't going to be – honestly, in the league for a lot of the snaps that they're taking. But if the offensive line is porous, does it suit a team to start their rookie that's mobile or go with the vet first? I mean, I'm just asking, as a defensive player, when you're looking across, what do you guys prefer?
You know, we like that young meat. You know, we look at it like a lion stalking a little baby antelope. You know, you just got to catch it, because you know, as a defensive player, you know how difficult it is to play that position at quarterback. He's got a million things that he's got to think about before the ball snaps. He's got to make calls and checks, make sure everybody's in the right position. So that's a lot to do on the fly. when you're in a high-pressure situation. So you kind of are betting on the fact of his youth kicking in to where he's going to drop back and things are moving so fast. Now he's just going to go to what he knows, and that's to use his athleticism. So you get less of a quarterback, like you take Dalton, who's seen, I'm not going to say seen it all. He's not a Tom Brady, but he's seen enough that he can get you to a point in the season to where now you've gotten your young man some reps. He's seen some live fire. Now you can start to make that transition. But as a defensive player, when you look across and you see a rookie quarterback, you know your chances of getting to him and rattling him are much higher than it would be a veteran who's been around for a while.
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie to you. I've gone both ways. At first I said Dalton. Then I saw the Chicago Bears offensive line, and I said, ooh, yeah, I don't want this guy to get killed right away. Put the rookie in. But what we're noticing in NFL, obviously the Bears are going to go with Dalton, but we're noticing every year, back in the day, I mean, I remember when can't remember my man's name that played for the Titans, McNair, he sat for like 2-3 years. Rodgers sat for 2-3 years. Now it seems like there's such a because of the money and the cap and to get the winning started quickly, that everything is about getting these rookies in. Do you think that's good or bad, or is it just every quarterback or every rookie is different? But we see three starting the season already, and they're on bad teams.
Excitement. You got to do something to sell tickets. At the end of the day, you know, you're a fan, and you look at it from a fan's perspective. I've been on the business side of it, the money side of it, and when you're in a bad team in a market where you should be winning and the expectation is high, sometimes you lose sight of winning and you just want to put butts in the seat. So if you've got a young kid that can get in there and he's exciting and he's, even if he only wins 3 or 4 more games, or I'm not even that much more, like say 2 more games than what you had last year, people are going to go crazy and they're going to love him. So it's less about is he ready or, you know what, can he get in there and light things up a little bit until we can build this team back up, so we can get our, you know, let's get butts in the seat. Let's get a good revenue. Now we can go out and start, you know, getting the people that we need to be successful. But we got to talk about the birds here. Our young quarterback, he still needs a lot of help. And, you know, like, don't get me started on the birds, man. I'm getting upset. I'm upset with the birds. And I'm talking as a fan, so I'm going to leave it alone. But, you know, sometimes you can put a kid out there too soon, man. And I'm not going to say ruin him, but you just make it real difficult on his growth as a player, emotionally and physically, because, you know, they start to doubt themselves early. And once a quarterback gets into his own head, it's tough to get him out of there.
Super Bowl champ Russell Davis here on the Cave Show with PLR. Now, you can't say it, but I can. So I'm going to say this. I think Kyler Murray is dynamic. What I don't like the plays that are called. And I'm not I didn't play in the NFL, so that may be out of my grade to say it. But not being an analytics guy, because I've never been a big analytics guy, but I do know this. If you line up, and I'll ask it to you like this, the Cardinals never motion. They're ranked number 32 in the NFL in motion, before pre-snap motion. And from what someone else told me, if there's no motion, as a defensive player, they just made my job easier. And
so
the Cardinals
easier.
Don't motion. So whoever told me that, that's a fact then, isn't it? Makes your job easier to defend them.
Absolutely, because if you start right here and the ball snaps and you're still there, that's easy. I already game plan this all week. So,
So I'm looking at this team, and I'm looking at it, at the coach, and I'm saying, you've got to do something more. You've got probably, arguably, the best receiver in the game, and you don't move it.
Yeah.
It's easy. You make every catch to me that he makes is now spectacular because you're not moving him. He's earning every catch because you're making him easier to defend. So I just don't see long-term. Again, this is me, not Russell Davis. I don't see them having long-term success offensively with those calls if you don't put your guys in a position and make it easy on the defense. And now you're teeing off on Kyler Murray because you know where he's going.
Yeah.
So just my thought. Quarterback-wise, defensive player, easier is it harder to get a hold of a quarterback like Kyler Murray that's a smaller quarterback that kind of moves around a lot? Is that one of those where you go, man, I hope he doesn't scramble a lot today? Is it hard to tackle a smaller, quicker quarterback?
I don't even think small matters because I can remember a play, my goodness, it happened to me just yesterday. And it was, you know, I'm going to give you the short version of it. We were down in Atlanta when I was with the Cardinals, and we were playing Michael Vick. And this is when he was Michael Vick. I mean,
yeah.
He was doing stuff that, like, wow. And I just remember chasing him from one side of the field to the other. And as a defender, especially as a defensive lineman, I started, he rolled to his right, so I'm chasing him down, going to my left, and I see him, I close in on him, and then he does some little, throws down some little bomb, poof of smoke goes up, and then he's like 5 yards going back to the other direction, and I'm like, oh my God, when did this happen? So I got to open up, and I'm chasing with everything I got, and it's like every time I blink, this guy is just moving 5 yards ahead of me, and I'm like, oh, God, help me, help me, help me. And I pushed him out of bounds, but that story is what linemen, I feel like linemen go through when they're chasing these guys. I don't care who you have on the other side, you know, Khalil Mack, whomever, you know. When you're running all around like that, that's tiresome, and that's a lot of work on your defense. You know, so I feel bad for these guys. I always get a good chuckle because when I see a lineman chasing quarterbacks like that, like Patrick Mahomes, I know what he's thinking in his mind because I thought it like, oh, my God, please fall down. Trip and fall. Like, you don't want to see him pull anything. You just want him to fall so you can just tag him down like, thank you.
And since you said, I'm going to ask you, how spectacular was Michael Vick? And it's in his heyday, when he was at his best.
Oh, in his prime? I mean, people talk about, you know, Lamar, and I got to say that's the closest thing to Michael Vick that I've seen. Now, I do have, obviously, issues with some of his game. You know, I wish he would have thrown the ball more, but as far as excitement and just the thrill of every single play, this kid could go for 80, 90, 95-yard touchdown. He can make the best athletes on the planet look like stumbling, bumbling fools. Like, it's just amazing to see that. It is. It's like, and sometimes as a player, if you're trailing from behind and you know you're not going to get there, you find yourself, like, spectating, like, wow, he just made him miss. Oh, God, he made that DB look terrible. You know you're not going to catch him, but – you know, you still got to give it your all because you got to watch film. But in your mind, you're just watching the bodies that go down as he just jukes people. You're like, oh, wow. Ooh, oh, my God. So it's Lamar. Mr. Jackson is, I think, today's Michael Vick.
Yeah.
So that's what it was like. Yeah.
Two more before I let you go. Who was the toughest quarterback you ever played against?
Well, you should have gave me some questions so I could have been prepared for that. The toughest
That's why I didn't
quarterback
give it to
that I've
– Because off
cool,
your head you, is the best way.
Gosh. You know, I got the pleasure of playing against Brett Favre when I was with the Cardinals. And that is – being on the field with a legend like that, regardless of how you feel about Green Bay or how you feel about him, as a player, you respect the great players. And when you're on the field with them, it's just like it's an honor to be out there. And at the end of the day, you're still trying to put him in the dirt, but it's just like, wow, that's breathtaking. You know, especially as a young man watching play, and now I'm like, man, I get a chance to put him in the dirt. Like, it's almost like, I'm so sorry, sir, but I had to do it. But I'm so sorry. Let me help you up. So.
Yeah. And in this one, it's a style play. Is it easier to – I hate to use the word easy. Which do you prefer, playing against a mobile quarterback or one of the ones with, like, a quick release that stand in a pocket? Which do you prefer lining up against? So I guess I would say,
I'll tell you right
would you
now,
prefer a Michael Vick or like a Dan Marino?
Perfect example for this story. Michael Vick versus Peyton Manning. Because I played against Peyton Manning. And let me tell you, I would much rather play against Michael Vick. Because when we played against Peyton Manning, he takes that play clock down to the last second. He changes. Everything you see on TV is real. Now, whether
really?
Or not he's really changing, yes. Whether or not you are really, or he's changing the play, you don't know. But he does it with such certainty, and you're just like, man, he really. And now you as a defense, you have to match what he's doing because you don't know what's live and what's not. So you're trying to match wits with him back and forth, and you kind of get off your game because a lot of times it's just, lights and mirrors, and it just sounds good and it looks good to have people moving, but it's already a preset play. But because he's messing with you, it's a mind game. And with, Michael Vick, and I know there's probably going to be some people that's going to tear this apart just because you're saying one smart. No, that's not what I'm saying. You get a guy like Peyton Manning who's been in the league and who's studied the game at such a high level, but you take a Michael Vick who's just such an amazing athlete. You're talking about two different people, or not two different people, but, that's why I don't want people to jump on that bandwagon. But Michael Vick, I would rather run around and chase Michael Vick all day long than to deal with a guy like Peyton Manning. So,
no, that's fair. And anyone with common sense would take it the wrong way. Like I said, would you rather play just an out-and-out scoring killer like an Allen Iverson if you're in basketball, or would you rather play against a LeBron who sees everything and is going to dissect you all game long? Anyone that takes it that opposite way, that's on them, because I know exactly where you're
right, at, right.
Where you're coming from. So I don't,
right.
I'll say it the same way. I'll tell the listeners the same way I tell my son. If your feelings got hurt, then your feelings not mine. I'm going to tell you the truth. So it's really just that. It's just that simple.
That's why I love you, man. That completely caught me off guard, brother. Oh, my goodness.
So.
Oh, I needed that. Thank you.
No worry. What was the last stick you smoked? Do you remember?
The last stick I smoked. Oh, gosh. It's been about a week now, so I feel like after a week, my slate gets wiped clean. I think it was one of those Barbasols that that the guys smoke a lot of.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I tell you what. When we hook up again, I got one for you. I'm not going to tell you the name of it right now, but I got one in the case ready for you, ready to go. And then I'll get what you think about that.
I'm 10 minutes away. I told you I'm 10 minutes away, so don't flirt. Don't tease me with a good time.
I got you. I got you, but I'm talking about I can't put all our business on the street. I'm talking about one of our late night smokes. When we got a little bit of time.
Okay, absolutely.
When we,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? Not when I'm, not with the show or when I'm pressed to go get these freeloaders, my kids from school. the ones that live in my house and don't pay no bills. But they seem to, the ones that think your card only has withdrawals and no deposits. Those people.
Oh, my God. I got one in college and one on the way, man.
So you understand. My son told me a couple weeks ago, I said, son, I don't have any cash on me. He goes, well, just use your card, Dad. Use my card? Man.
I got one better for you. Use your phone. I'd be like, man, I forgot my wallet. My son was like, you got Apple Pay, right? I'm like, are you serious?
Hey, Dad, just Venmo it to me. Just Venmo it to me.
Yeah,
I got it from
exactly. There's no excuses anymore.
So, without a doubt, we got to get together next Thursday. come on up. Let's knock it out. Let's do it. I'm right here at Maduro's. And it's season
kickoff.
So we'll do that, and then I'm sure we'll hook up throughout the week, and we'll make sure that all the guys knew that you were on and they were not. So that way that we could rub that in, too.
Absolutely.
Man, bro, I appreciate you. I really do. Thank you for sitting with me, especially a little bit longer than what I said. And that's why I like having you up, because all your answers are perfect and from the heart, and that's what I absolutely love. And I appreciate your brotherhood and appreciate you coming on the show.
I appreciate you for always having me, man. So it's been always my pleasure.
All right, bro. Listen, be safe. Have a good week. And we got college football tonight, so we got to get into that.
Absolutely. Bear down, man. All bear right. down.
Oh, see, I knew you were going to say that nonsense.
Hey, man, we're U of A over here, baby. U of A. Let's go. Bear down.
I know you got to say it, but I was really talking about the Devils, but that's okay. I was leaving it open, and that's that. I did it to myself. All right, bro.
All
listen,
right, brother. You take care of yourself,
have
man.
A good night.
It's always a pleasure.
Tell Deuce I said kill it on these Fridays.
Yes, absolutely. He will.
All right, bro. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Yeah.
All right. The one, only Russell Davis, Super Bowl champ. Man, that's such a good brother. Always good to catch up with him. Appreciate him more than anybody could imagine. Listen, we're going to take a break. We got phone callers. Thank you for your patience. Hang with us. We'll get to you in this last segment right here on The Cave Show with PLR, and the great Tony Capobianco will join us as well, or rejoin us as well. This is The Cave Show with PLR. We'll be right back live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies.
Here Confusion. Come the drums.
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR coming to you live. Cigars with The Cave Show, live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Listen, the most important thing about smoking cigars is choosing the right cigar. When you come down to Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, you're not just going to walk into the humidor, pick a cigar that you know nothing about. Ron is great staff. Tina, they will make sure that you have and pick the right cigar for your palate. Something that's not too strong, something that's not too weak. I know I sound like the Three Bears, but it's just right so you can enjoy your experience. The humidor is filled with a great selection of cigars. Let them help you pick the correct one. Let them know PLR sent you, and you get 10% off of that purchase. This happens at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, 4991 South Alma School. That is Alma School and Chandler Heights. Make sure you're following us on social media at The Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Cave is with the K. SportsCave.com is the website. Again, Cave is with the K, and you can catch me at PLR on Sports on the Twitter. Rejoining me is the one, only Tony Capobianco. Call the number, like I said, is 917-889-7828. A couple things to get to before we get out of here. Do have a caller, though. Thank you for your patience. It's Cave Show with PLR. Hanging with the one and only Tony Capobianco.
So, hey, gentlemen. How are you?
My man Lou. What's happening?
All right. Okay, well, all except for college football, as we're now really getting into it now. The first full week of the season's here, so we're all ready for it. I think most of us are.
It is so nice to have football back.
Yeah.
It is so nice. Even last night, it was like Jacksonville State against somebody. It was just nice to see a real football game.
UAB.
It was just a real football game.
I mean, because, you know, you still got to deal with some of the cream puff schedules for a few for a few games. But for the most part, you know, we're all ready for it.
Well, there's a good start. I know Alabama's actually playing a real team to start this year.
Yeah.
Ohio State's at Minnesota, which isn't going to be an easy game. Yep. And then Clemson is opening against Georgia. So we got some real games to start the season.
I feel bad for Miami.
Miami is playing Alabama. That's Alabama. Okay.
Yeah, Miami feels like Bethune-Cookman. Alabama. And then they're going to go beat their own Kreepoff.
Uh-huh.
And then they have, like, Michigan State as, like, the real test. And then after that, they got to go take on John Boy State. And then who knows what happens to the ACC. It's, like, it's going to be, like, all right, kickoff time, and the season's over.
And you know what? Actually, Lou, before we got to that, and I meant to say this, prayers go out to all those displaced or lost their lives in New Orleans, and prayers goes out to New York and New Jersey. I saw the video and the pictures. Hopefully you and your family and friends are doing okay after that last night.
Yeah, for the most part we are. Just our backyard is a little bit disheveled, but we're okay.
Good to hear. So that's what I meant to say that earlier. I'm glad that you hung on so I could ask you directly and make sure everything is here.
Thanks. Yeah, but we're good.
Yes, sir. Good.
Hey, did we cover the Tyson Woodley fight on the last time we spoke? Because I don't think we did. And boy, I feel stupid.
I will tell you why I didn't touch it. Because I'm one of those people that don't want to give any of the Pauls any credit for this nonsense exhibition.
Right.
And I feel like the more I talk about it, the more people will watch that bull crap. So I don't even bring it up, to be honest with you. I'm not going to keep feeding that monster.
Okay. Yeah.
So everyone feels differently. I have no time for that nonsense.
Right.
So,
I just want to know if everybody thought that, was everybody thinking the same way I did. Like, how could this be?
Didn't even watch it. And it's free this weekend. I'm not even going to watch it for free. If it popped up on my phone as a, did you see this? I delete it. I want nothing to do with that.
Right.
I'll let him pump his own internet stuff. Yeah, I'll let him pump his own internet crap.
Right.
But that's it, my man. Like I said, I definitely want to get you. Thank you for holding. But the clock is about to hit us square in the eyes.
Okay. So we talk again. Have a good Labor Day weekend.
All right, buddy. You too. Have a good one, though. Good friend of the program. Always good to hear from Lou. A couple things I want to get into before we leave. This last segment is brought to you by Scout and Seller. Wine consultant Tina Calhoun is the person to get a hold of. You're tired of drinking wines with sugars, additives, preservatives, all that nonsense. Give her a call, 602-410-4821, and she will hook you up with the best wine there is. They do have tastings, and they have shows and all that, so make sure you get in touch with her. Tina Calhoun, Scout and Seller Wine Consultant, 602-410-4821. So, Tony, before we get out of here, the NBA, they're not beeping around with this vaccine. And notice I cleaned it up. I said beeping around. If you're not back, it's looking like you got to travel by yourself. You got to eat by yourself. You got to stay in a hotel room off by yourself. You can't be near anybody until it's game time or practice time. You're going to have to get tested twice a day. NBA's not messing around.
You're pretty much persona non grata. Like, anything short of being released from the team. I'd be interested to see if this proposal, this guideline, is a way to, like, smoke out who among the stars is or is not vaccinated. Because, like, last season, like, you try to get a – you can't get a straight answer from anyone. Hey, did you get the vaccination? Not a personal choice. Is that a no? Not a personal choice. Well, now we'll find out.
And you know what? I don't even think players should have to tell the media if they're vaccinated or not. But their bosses should know. I'm going to say this one more time. You have a personal right. Everyone that says that they're 100% correct, you have a personal right to not get a vaccination. You do. That is your right as an American. But as an employer, it's their right to tell you, well, you can't be around my guys. It really is. It's just that simple. And a known figure the other day got blasted because a place refused to give her, and I'm not going to say her name on air, refused to give her a COVID test. Again, we can't stand around and complain about civil liberties and freedoms and business rights, and then when they go against what we want, then cry that we got, you know, it went against us. Same thing. The Buccaneers, their team is 100% vaccinated. 100%. The NFL, they don't want to admit it, but guys got cut, weren't vaccinated. Because teams aren't going to mess around and say, hey, look, this is a billion-dollar organization, and how can you be my quarterback? Or how can you be my starting safety? How can you be my starting wide receiver or my first backup, where if I need to go to you, I can't because you're in COVID protocol for the next 10 days. Remember, Tony, you know this as well. The best ability is availability. So teams aren't messing around with this anymore.
I think the biggest issue is, like, last year, everyone went through the same protocols, so everyone was treated the same. And now you have people, some people are treated differently than others because of vaccination status. Whoever you kept as unvaccinated person is now being treated differently, or I have to deal with you differently because instead of a unit together, so they become more of a burden. I'm surprised that, like, anyone, like, unless you're like a star player, I don't know who would be worth keeping on the roster if they had to go through all that.
And that's what the NBA is basically saying. Look, it's from what I read, and I don't think I'm mistaken, and I'll go quick because I know time is about to hit us in the face. If you're vaccinated and you've been exposed to someone with COVID, you take your test. If it's negative, you're not even quarantined. You're playing. You're good. But if you're not vaxxed and you're around someone who had COVID, you're out 7 to 10 days, no matter what. So you got to make that determination how you want to do it. And like you said, if you're in the NBA and you're the 12th man off the bench, 13th man off the bench, that means I can get another 13th man off the bench that's vaccinated. So it's just the way it goes. That's, as media, we get different access if we're vaccinated or not. Sorry, if you want to say, well, I should have the same rights. Well, no, you can't. So
it's just
everyone
not gonna be
wants to get in. Nope. And real quick before you tell everyone where they can find you, everyone wants to scream about mandates. I'm going to give you a couple mandates. Speed limits. Can't smoke on an airplane. Can't drink and drive. You know what those are? They're freaking mandates. Grow up. Be an adult. Tony, where can everyone find you?
You can find my work on sportscave.com and my amazing baseball photos on Instagram at Tony_CapoBianco.
Today was a lot of fun. I have a man on. He's live and in the house. Always good to catch up with Capo, Tony Capobianco, the Cuban Cowboy. Catch us on the social media at the Sports Cave, on the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook. Cave is with a K. Sportscave.com. See a lot of Tony's work there. Cave is with a K. You get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Thanks for the callers that called in. Thanks, Tony, for coming down here. Big thanks to Super Bowl champ Russell Davis for hanging with us. And he already told you he will be here in-house live next Thursday. So looking forward to that. Tomorrow we're back live 1 p.m. Next week I have the countdown in order, top quarterbacks in the NFL. You don't want to miss that. Until then, thank you, Maduros, for hosting us like you do every Thursday. It is always a pleasure. Until next time, this is the Cave Show with PLR. Everyone enjoy. Temps, bring us home.